This is K-Town. I'm going to take you through some of the most creepy, chilling, and downright terrifying experiences you've ever heard. This is the X Podcast. Listener discretion is advised. Digital cameras are everywhere in our modern society, and selfies have completely flooded social media. There is a good chance that at any time you log on to one of your social media accounts, you'll find at least one selfie in your feed. You or someone you know may take multiple selfies every day. The point is that selfies are usually harmless, and even a boring part of life at this point. However, there are a few selfies of people who did something so horrible that their shocking picture stands out from millions, if not billions, of other selfies. Here are a few of those cases. Maxwell Myron Morton. On February 4, 2015, Maxwell Myron Morton and Ryan Manigan, two 16-year-old friends, were hanging out at Morton's house near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Morton claimed that the two of them were playing with a 9mm handgun, and Manigan was supposed to take a picture of Morton aiming the gun at him. With the gun aimed at his friend, Morton pulled the trigger, shooting Manigan in the face. After the murder, Morton took a selfie, which he then uploaded to Snapchat, an app that allows users to send pictures which will automatically delete themselves within 1 to 10 seconds to other users. In the picture, Morton is smiling while his dead friend lies crumpled up behind him. The photo said, Maxwell. A friend took a screenshot of the picture and the police were contacted. The selfie was key evidence when Morton was charged with first-degree murder. Another piece of evidence was a text to a friend that said, "Told you I cleaned up the shells," and Ryan was not the last one. Morton said that the shooting was accidental. The picture has not been released to the media. A teenager from Springfield, Wisconsin testified that Morton bragged about the killing as they played an online video game that evening, saying he got his first body. The teen said he thought it was a prank until Morton texted a link of the news item about the death and sent the selfie via Snapchat. District attorneys sought the maximum term of 40 years, citing two prior convictions for assault as a juvenile and another violent incident that occurred after he was jailed in Manigan's shooting. Maxwell Myron Morton was sentenced to 15 to 30 years in prison. Next, we have Jamie Reynolds. Sometime between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. on May 26, 2013, 17-year-old Georgia Williams went to the home of 23-year-old Jamie Reynolds in Wellington, England. His parents were away, and he told Williams to come over for a photo shoot. Once Reynolds had Williams in his house, he got a noose around her neck and managed to hang her. Reynolds took pictures of himself with Williams as she died. After she was dead, he continued to take pictures as he stripped and violated her body. 2 days after Williams was last heard from, her family contacted the police, and Reynolds was arrested in Scotland the day after Williams was reported missing. Williams' body was found on May 31st, and Reynolds was charged with the murder. After the arrest, it came to light that 5 years before the murder, Jamie Reynolds lured another girl to his house and tried to strangle her. He had been let off with a warning. After that, his parents told officers that Jamie was addicted to extreme pornography and even drew nooses around pictures of girls he liked. Reynolds was convicted of the murder and was given life without the possibility of parole. Due to the incredible sensitive nature of the pictures, they have never been released. Next, we have Joanna Dennehy. Over a 10-day span in March 2013, 30-year-old mother of two, Joanna Dennehy, stabbed three men to death in Peterborough, England. Her first victim was a 31-year-old man. She lured him to a home and stabbed him to death on March 19th. Dennehy then stabbed her roommate, John Chapman, age 56, to death 10 days later. Next, she asked her boss and landlord, 48-year-old Kevin Lee, to come to her home where he too was stabbed. After killing her boss, Dennehy called her friend and sang "Oops, I Did It Again" by Britney Spears. The next morning, Dennehy and her boyfriend, Gary Sterich, fled Peterborough, and on April the 2nd, they were in the town of Hereford. The couple roamed the streets looking for another victim when they came upon another man who was walking his dog. Dennehy got out of the car and stabbed the man in his back, got back into the car, and gave her boyfriend a kiss. 9 minutes later, the couple found a second victim, John Rogers, who was also walking his dog. Dennehy stabbed him 40 times and stole his dog. Luckily, both of those victims survived the attacks. Dennehy was arrested a short time after the Hereford stabbings. On her phone, police found a selfie of her grinning just before she stabbed both men. That picture of the serial killer grinning as she hunted for more victims, along with a few other pictures where Dennehy posed with a large, jagged knife, were shown to the jury at her trial. She was found guilty and is one of only three women in England's criminal history to ever receive that sentence. Next, we have Tyler Hadley. On July 16, 2007, 17-year-old Tyler Hadley wanted to have a party. The problem was that his parents were strict and wouldn't let him. Hadley's solution to that problem was to beat the both of them to death with a claw hammer. After killing his parents, he dragged their bodies into the master bedroom and spent the next 3 hours cleaning up the blood. Once the house was cleaned up, Hadley invited his friends over but told them not to smoke inside the house because it was his parents' house. Soon the party had accumulated 60 people and Hadley was in a good mood. He even said he thought about hosting a party the next night. Little did anyone know that there were two dead bodies in the house. At some point in the evening, Tyler decided to confide in his friend Michael Mandel. Hadley told Mandel about the murder and even showed him the bodies. Instead of leaving, Mandel hung around for another 45 minutes. He even took the time to take a selfie with the killer. Mandel said that he took the picture because he knew it would be the last time that he would see his best friend. Mandel then went home and called Crime Stoppers. Hadley was arrested and he was given 2 life sentences without the possibility of parole. Next, we have the murder of Angela Wrightston. On the morning of November 7, 2014, 39-year-old Angela Wrightston's landlord found her dead on her couch. She was naked from the waist down. The home was in complete disarray, and it was clear that Wrightston had died a horrible death. Wrightston's neighbor said that she had been a target for local youth gangs who would steal alcohol from her. The investigation led back to 2 girls, ages 13 and 14, who haven't been identified. They were arrested, and after being locked in the back of the police van, one of the girls took a selfie and posted it on Snapchat. At the trial for the girls, evidence showed that there was a struggle in 12 different places in the home. Wrightston endured over 100 injuries and was beaten with a wooden stick, a shovel, a television, a printer, a vase, and a coffee table. Ultimately, she died from blood loss It was also heard in court that the younger girl took selfies at the crime scene once the beating had started and uploaded those to Snapchat as well. They were given life sentences with a minimum of 15 years. To this day, they have never released the identities of the killers. Next, we have Daniela Poggioli. According to nurses who work with 42-year-old Daniela Poggioli at a hospital in Lugo, Italy, she was hardworking but vindictive. For example, she was known to give laxatives to senior citizen patients at the end of her shift. She wanted to make it a much more unpleasant and difficult shift for the nurses that had to come behind her. Things took a much more drastic turn in October 2014 when an autopsy was performed on a 78-year-old woman who died suddenly. Tests showed that she had died from a potassium overdose. The only person who could have given such a shot was Poggioli. Police looked into her records and found that during a three-month period, Poggioli had 86 patients and 38 of them died. For comparison, her co-workers lost on average 10 patients in that same time frame. Poggioli was arrested for the murder of the 78-year-old woman, and her co-workers claimed that she killed patients whom she deemed annoying. To make the story even creepier, police found pictures of Poggioli posing with people who had recently died. In one photo, she had a thumbs up. In another, she was mocking the expression of the woman who just died. The police are looking into 87 deaths at the hospital during the two-year span that Poggioli worked there. Daniela Poggioli was sentenced to life in prison. Next, we have Merrick McCoy. Merrick McCoy had a beautiful 19-month-old daughter named Mia McCoy. On the morning of November the 18th, 2013, Mia's mother, McCoy's ex-girlfriend, awoke to find McCoy standing over her with a gun in her Westminster, Colorado apartment. She had a restraining order against him, and they got into a fight, which forced her out of the apartment. Once she was outside the apartment, McCoy locked her out. She called the police, who arrived on the scene and tried to get into the apartment. Meanwhile, on Facebook, McCoy wrote about the difficulties in his relationship with Mia's mother and that he couldn't live without Mia. He stopped to take a selfie in which it looked like he was sharing a happy moment with his daughter. Then Merrick posted it on Facebook. Shortly after the posting, Merrick shot his daughter and then turned the gun on himself. Mia was pronounced dead at the hospital, and Merrick died a week later. And last, we have 23-year-old Basid McLean. Basid McLean did something that came straight out of the books of hell. On February the 26th, 2013, a dog found a human leg wrapped in a garbage bag inside a duffel bag in a pile of trash in the Bronx. Police searched the neighborhood and found body parts in three other areas. They soon discovered that they were from the body of 45-year-old Tanya Bird. Her 23-year-old son, Basid McLean, a troubled man with a criminal history, was arrested shortly after the murder. It's believed that Basid stabbed his mother in the neck and then dissected the body with a friend. Then, as if he were cutting up common meat, Basid removed his mother's head, held it up like Medusa, and took a smiling selfie. Basid was charged with the murder, and his friend was charged with dismembering the body. When Basid was arraigned, he wore a garbage bag because he had urinated on his clothes. When asked if he was guilty, Basid said that he did nothing wrong. Basid McLean was sentenced to 25 years to life in prison. That's it for this edition. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. This is K-Town, and I'll see you next time on the X Podcast.